Programming is not that scary. It depends where you start, I guess. Start someplace easy and neat, maybe. Modern web is a mix of several technologies, and each can be overwhelming, not to mention altogether. But the web is tough for all, even for hardcore programmers. As a programmer, you don't actually have to know a programming language. Managing the creation of a program is far more powerful than writing it yourself. Programming on the web is a lot of trouble. You probably don't want to rely on any company providing specific services, with the exception of the operating system you pick, and the hosting company that is good enough for now. And even with that, you already committed to owning a web server. The moment your server goes online, there will be automated tools scanning it for exploits and trying to guess the password. The computers trying to break into your server, by the way, are hacked. They are the ones that the automated hacking programs already broke into. Any other traffic will be coming from Tor or VPN networks. Oftentimes, the location of the hacked server is completely obscured. There's nothing you can do. Nobody cares that their server is hacked. The moment one gets shut down by the internet service provider, a couple more will get hacked elsewhere. Unless you want to run a honeypot tracking those servers, you probably don't want to program web applications, unless your idea is huge. But notice how phone apps use the phone CPU. And it is the worst CPU to use. It is slow, battery-powered, and you need it for emergencies and for answering the phone. At the same time, if there was one large company trying to keep up with the processing power needed to make all the apps go, then they would need a large and complex operation. Apps that you pay for burn up your own CPU and battery power. They are not web applications. They are resilient, decoupled, and distributed. They are clearly a success, and they make the phone more useful. No web technologies. But as far as complex graphic user interface applications go, I say put them on the desktop. Even with the crazy restrictions that popular desktop operating systems created, the walled gardens, non-free developer networks, a desktop is still a good target. For one, when you create a desktop application, it is not going to be instantly attacked by hacked computers. And if it is a good idea, like HyperCard was, then you can sell it for a good price. When developing for the desktop, you should use a base like Electron or NWJS. The big weakness of desktops is that there are three incompatible operating systems. Electron and NWJS are actually cross-platform and repair that problem. Plus, you don't have to start developing your application user interface first. Learning programming relies on good ideas, not just what is possible, but also what is good. For example, Smalltalk has a very consistent user interface that requires very little GUI programming. It is a good idea to write the non-GUI core of your program first, at the very least, to make it easily testable. If you do like complex architecture, a well-thought-out, object-oriented programming language can be useful. Even better, if you use behavior-driven development that describes your program core in a readable subset of English, you can have multiple teams coordinating together. You shouldn't let programming become complicated, though. Look at Apple's Siri. It is just chat, or filling out forms one line at a time. Siri, when combined with a program like the MUD, can start keeping track of context of conversations and learn and become more intelligent. Finally, I think the best type of a program is one that has two kinds of users. The end user that can enhance their program by making additional purchases, and plugin creators that further expand your original idea. This isn't so much about creating something as toxic as in-game purchases, but rather developing the initial features of your program as if you were a third-party content creator, giving your program life from inside out, all the way back from its most fundamental features. This way, you can upgrade your program one board at a time, like the ship of Theseus.